there was a man who got lost in the desert. It was a hot, hot day. The summer sun was shining down on him, and his lips were becoming parched. And even the cactuses looked dry. The sand was swirling, and he wandered for miles, and his body ached with thirst. And he was in this weakened state, and he sees a shack in the distance, so he goes toward it. And once inside the shack, he found a water pump with a small jug of water and a note. And on the note, it said, "Pour all the water into the top of the pump to prime it. Then begin pumping. If you do this, you'll get all the water you need." Well, the man faced a difficult choice. Now think about if you were in his position. There's water right there. If he trusted the note and he primed the pump, he might get all the water he ever needs. But what if the advice didn't work? Could he survive much longer without any water? Should he waste the little water that he had? Throughout his life, he had been more of an immediate gratification sort of a guy. I suspect most of us are like that. We enjoy our drive-throughs and grab a burger when we're hungry. The jug of water seemed tempting. His whole being cried out to just guzzle it down. But the prospect of an endless supply of life-giving water did hold some intrigue. Well, he knew not what kind of journey he had ahead of him. Could be a very, very long journey. He didn't know how much more desert he had to cross. And he noted the empty canteens he'd been carrying. So he imagined stocking up on a supply of fresh water and making it through his ordeal alive. So, saying a very short prayer, he took a leap of faith and he poured the jug of water into the pump. After that, he began to work the handle. At first, nothing happened. The handle creaked and the spigot was dry. And he was desperate and he threw himself into it and he started pumping more. And strange sounds began to emit from the pump and the pipes. Then a small trickle of rusty water came. And he pumped faster, and then a miracle happened. The water turned from rust color to clear, and a steady stream of water poured out. He drank his fill. He washed himself and filled every available container. Before heading out, he carefully filled the jug back up. And he studied the note. And he made one little addition. He wrote, "Prime the pump. Trust me, it works." Friends, if you were a lonely traveler in the desert, if you were this guy, what would you do? Will you dig into the water and just guzzle it down? Or will you trust, take the risk, and prime the pump? and get the water, both for yourself and the next weary traveler that might pass. What would your move be? The story poses an interesting question for each of us, really. Do you believe? Do you trust? Do you have faith to act on that which is written? What would your move be? I have around my neck, this was given to me by a Navajo elder. It's a Navajo medicine pouch, and you put things in it that are meaningful. And among other things, inside my pouch, I have some mustard seeds, which remind me that if you have faith even the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Now, in much the same way, God has laid before us a written note, right? A note called the Holy Scriptures, God's Word. There are words, words of salvation, words of life, words of life-giving water in this desert called life. They're the source of life, and they point toward eternal life, a living water from which we will thirst no more. Do you believe God's word? Do you have faith in God's word? Our lesson this morning from John's gospel calls us to believe it. It calls us to have life in that faith. And for those of us who are hungry and thirsty in this desert land, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Recognize that if you want to be satisfied in this life, to have a life that overflows with blessings and pours out, then we need to have faith that takes action. We're called to believe and then act on this faith. It's a two-part thing. Think about it. Every one of us, each one of us here, daily expresses faith in something. We don't go a single day without expressing faith. Think of it. When you get in your car, you have faith that it's going to start. When you ride in a vehicle with someone else, you trust that you're going to get there, right? And think about it. We're driving down the road at 70-ish miles an hour. 70 miles an hour. And we're going in this area, these lanes, and there are cars coming at us going 70-ish miles an hour, coming the other way. We have faith that our vehicle is going to keep us in our lane, and they are going to stay in their lane. If we did not have faith in that, we wouldn't go anywhere, would we? Faith is what we do. It is not what we say we will do. The difference between the faith we exercise in our daily routine and spiritual faith is the object of that faith. Everyone places their faith in something or someone. And the truth is, your faith is really only as good as the object, the person, or the ideal in which you place your faith. The Holy Spirit is the object of our personal faith, our spiritual faith. If we proceed under our own strength, in the end, we're going to fail. Right? Our bodies fail. We fail ourselves. We fail others. We're human. But There is, this is the good news, a transforming power available to us and to all of those who call themselves followers of Christ. And it's faith, action faith. And that's the key to unlocking this power, this transformational power. And to receive all of this, we have to open ourselves to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works through acting faith. If we are to succeed, we must learn to walk in faith, hand in hand with the Holy Spirit. And for a Christian, faith is not spelled F-A-I-T-H, it's spelled R-I. S. K. For if something is not a risk, then it really doesn't require faith. Let me repeat that. If something is not a risk, it really doesn't require faith. Faith is a constant and lifelong surrender. I have a colleague whom I spent time with this past week. He's from North Dakota, and maybe some of you who might have gone on any VIM trips to North Dakota, to the reservation there, he runs that volunteer and mission site, he and his wife. He's one of those people that can talk to anybody. I witness this every time we're together. And all he has to say is just a few words, and all of a sudden, he's in communion with people, and they're laughing, and they're sharing, and it's amazing. He has this kind of disarming presence and personality that just draws people in. And I asked him how he does that. He talks to more people about his faith in such a way that is not in your face. It is truly a spiritual gift. People seem to walk away happy that they met him. So I did. I asked him how he does that. And you know what his answer was? Risk. That was his formula. He said that every time he talks to someone or does something for someone, he risks rejection. And he said, I have to not be afraid of that risk. Doing the right thing means not being afraid of that risk. When we act out our faith through caring for others, through what we say or do, we're priming the pump. We're risking what we pour out. But when we risk our faith in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive so much more than we give. When we supply our own needs with our own faith, that would be like coming to church and feeling good about ourselves and then going home and not doing anything for a week. When we supply our own faith to ourselves and don't prime the pump for someone else, we're simply drinking the primer water. My dear loved ones, you are a traveler upon this island in the universe we call Earth. And you come across a book, and it's got 66 other books in it. And as you read, you see the truth that lies within. God gives you the assurance and the strength and the conviction to live life to its fullest. But it also asks you to surrender yourself to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And then to risk loving others, even if it might be painful or we face rejection. We are called to act on our faith, to step across the room, to talk with and walk with and care for the least of these, to extend ourselves to another, to practice the selfless giving of ourselves, and not think about what we might get in return. We daily have a choice to drink the primer water or use it to benefit everyone. So I ask you this morning, what's your move? You have an opportunity today that has been placed before you to sign up for one of the shifts as we look ahead to this week, as we worship God. Again, we're not worshiping on Sunday morning, so next Sunday we're not worshiping like this, but we are worshiping God all week long through our service. I hope that you will join me in priming that pump. Amen.